Avid Audiobooks presents The Heart Keeper by Alex Dahl, narrated by Sarah Borges and Sophie Roberts.
Tears come from the heart and not from the brain. Leonardo da Vinci. Part 1. Chapter 1. Allison. I wake all the time. That is, if I sleep at all. The alarm clock projects the time onto the wall on Sindra's side of the bed, and I lie staring at the pulsating dots separating the numbers. It's just after 2 o'clock in the morning, and Sindra isn't here. He was here when I fell asleep. At least, I think he was. I pull my hand out from underneath the warm duvet and stroke the cool, empty space where my husband should be. A few nights ago, the same thing happened. I woke, suddenly, bursting from a dream I couldn't remember into this black, silent room. I blinked repeatedly, trying to make out the bulky shape of Sindra in the dark. I didn't want to reach for him, in case he'd think I wanted something. I wouldn't have been able to bear his warm, careful hands on my skin. It took me several moments to realize he wasn't there. I got out of bed and sat on the windowsill, looking out at the forest and beyond, to the lights of the city rising up the hillsides to meet the stars. It was a very cold night for early October, and an orange moon hung low over Tirivan. I felt glad Sindra wasn't there. It was good to not have to pretend to sleep, even if only for a while. I was about to return to bed when I spotted something moving in between the trees directly opposite the house, off the gravel path. I moved slightly back from the window as Sindra came out of the forest, dressed in a light blue shirt half tucked into his trousers and his expensive leather loafers. His shirt was smeared with a streak of dirt across his chest, and he stood a while on the narrow stretch in between the house and the car, as though he couldn't decide whether to come back inside or drive away. He turned toward where I stood on the first floor, and only then could I clearly see his face, which was twisted into an uncensored, almost unrecognizable grimace. If the man standing outside our house hadn't been wearing my husband's clothes, I'm not sure I'd have recognized him. Has he gone back out there tonight? I get up and stand a while by the window. Tonight is stormy, with gray, dripping clouds and a brisk breeze hustling leaves in the garden. The forest stands solid at the far end of our lawn, mist seeping from it and joining the wind in translucent coils. It might feel good to walk into the...
Sample complete. Ready to continue?